I'm sorry. Thank you. is the heart of the farming year. It's a season of hard work, pride, and perseverance. This is Darren Teal, Ag Loan Officer at MBT Bank in Forest City. As your trusted ag lending partner, MBT is here to support you every step of the way. We wish all of our local farmers a bountiful and safe harvest. Remember, we're just a call or visit away for all your financial needs. MBT Bank, member FDIC. FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the weather for your football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill is proud to host Warriors Live each Wednesday night during the football season. Come and see the show live while enjoying delicious hot wings, specialty burgers, tasty sandwiches and wraps, the best pizza in town, and a cold refreshment. Our kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday 11 to 9 and Sunday 11 to 8. Late night pizzas on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. in the bar. Shooters, your home for Warriors Live Coaches Show. Go Warriors from Shooters Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Colby at Forest City Auto Center. Spring is here in full swing with lots of great deals on the lot. Stop on out to see the vehicles and don't forget to set that spring tune up to make sure your vehicle's in tip-top shape and your air conditioning is working great. 20% off on all air conditioning diagnostics. Give me a call at 641-585-2335 or stop in and visit us at 826 Highway 69 North here in Forest City. 641-585-2335. Welcome to the show. Thanks for having me. I was really worried that I would start off with the demon voice and that it would scare you away, but I think you're gonna be alright. It's good to hear. Yeah. Well, let's see. From a town of less than 400 people, Spillville, Iowa, there's a lot of history over there in Spillville. What can you tell us all about the fireworks in July? The fireworks are huge in Spillville. That and the Clark Museum are like, that's our ground. Yeah, how do you say the Clark Museum? Is it Billy or Biley? Is Billy? Billy, something. And then I wasn't right on either of those. Billy spelled B-I-L-Y. Two brothers came over from, I don't know, somewhere in Eastern Europe and started making clocks in the late 1800s, somewhere in there. So that's they were actually carpenters, and then they had like a hobby of making these amazing clocks. Yep. And so now you can go to that Billy Clark Museum in Spillville, Iowa, and see all these fantastic clocks. There you go. If you're interested in what time it is, I'll tell you what time it is. Time to go to Spillville and check out the clocks. Speaking of that same building, though, because I know that you're up on your community history. That same building is where Antonin Dvorak spent a year writing his Ninth Symphony and a quartet and a quintet that he was there. You know about that? Yep, I've heard about that. Dvorak, depends if you're fancy or not. Are you a classical music buff? No, I'm not. So you don't know what his Ninth Symphony was? Actually, no, I've heard it, but
Yeah,
but after that, it's good.
Yeah.
You usually it's good to go by summer. April conscious on there still, all that stuff, kind of like the surf or something. Yep, they actually have like an outdoor, it's like a rock fest, country fest, like all different types of lake, yeah. In Spellville, Iowa, 400 people. That's amazing. They usually don't get huge names there, but there's sometimes people who have, but they become huge. Like, this corner on the downslope on the other way. They're like, I was once enormous, and now I'm not so. Alright, Spellville is part of South Winnesheek School District, right? Yep, it is. Tell us about your time as a South Wind warrior. My dad was actually the head coach there during my time. It's just a small school, it's a class A school in Iowa. You know basically everybody there, they're friends with like almost all the guys in your class if you're a guy. So I know everyone pretty well there. Yeah, what sports were you in? I was in football, wrestling, and track. Okay. And so, was it pretty easy going from being a warrior at Southwind to a warrior at Waldorf? Yep. Always a warrior. Always a warrior. Nice! You did mention your dad, Jason. He's the PE teacher over there, but he was also the head football coach, right? You played for your dad. How was that? It was interesting. It was nice to have for sure, though. Yeah, he was always there to help me at home, like, whenever I had questions about football, and life was football 24/7, and I didn't mind that. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Well, you're not the only one on the roster from South Wind. Keegan Streeter is a South Wind kid. He's a year ahead of you, I think. What's it like playing with a schoolmate here at Waldorf? It's actually really nice to have those in my recruiting. I was able to talk to Keegan and get, like, knowledge on the school more from him. It was just nice to have his voice instead of just, like, a coach's or people that I didn't know. Yeah. But playing with him, it's really nice. I mean, we already have, like, a bond that we've had since high school, so it's nice to have someone else that you're close to on the field like that. Yeah, for sure. And so your dad's in the school district of South Wind, Keegan's mom, Shira, I think she's in the school district. Yep, so I don't know exactly what she does, maybe HR or something like that, it sounds like, but that's kind of nice to see. Of course, you see everybody at the football games. Both your parents and the Streeters and Street his grandparents. They travel to, they go to all the games, they come to all the home games. And it's nice to see how they're enjoying this traveling and watching college football. Yeah, I think they do. I know my parents just recently made it so they could go to all the away games too, so it sounds like my dad's really enjoying that. Yeah, so nice to be on the road. Well, do you have any stories that you want to share with us about Keegan Street that won't get anybody in trouble? Keegan's got a simple guy. He's a simple guy, pretty straight-laced. Yeah, that sounds about right. He's gonna be a teacher, isn't he? Like, he's got a plan to be an educator. Yeah. Well, speaking of our roster, you're not the only orc. There's also number 12, that's Fisher Orc. He's from Jessup. He's a wide receiver, been punting for us as well. Any relation to it? Actually, you'd be surprised with the not common last name, but no, I've never met Fisher before he came here, and, like, I know we have family that is from Jessup, too. Oh, really? Yeah, so it's kind of weird that I have no, like, relation, non-relation to him at all. Have to dig into that. You know, show up at camp and you're like,
brother.
He does like to call him Brother Brady.
So is that right?
Yep, very good. Alright, we got two works on that. Both from Iowa. Yeah, but maybe probably not related. But you never know. Awesome. There we go. So what did bring you to Waldorf? You mentioned talking to Keegan and having that conversation in advance. What brought you to Forest City? So I actually started getting, like, recruited late by Waldorf, like, I'd say, like, January, February, of my senior year. And, the coaches just sold it to me. They told me how great the city was, how great this team was, and the culture that they're building, and I really bought into it. Yeah, and, it's great to see our coaches still up on that, and... Hell, you've been here for over a year now, it's your second year, and so... Was it a good bill of sale? Is the city a great place? I do actually like it a lot. I like the small town atmosphere. Nice. But you come from Spillville, so when you say small town, I mean, please. Yeah. Alright. And very good. And the team, the culture, all of that. That is what they were talking about. Yep, and that was one of the most important things to me, I think. Just having a brotherhood and my teammates, that's something I always wanted. Perfect, yeah, so, you were here last sure as I mentioned, the first season you played 2 games for us and all 5 games so far this season. Why don't you tell us about life in the G-Pack? It's been definitely a hit for me, just coming from high school football to the G-Pack. I don't know what the North Star was quite like, but from what other guys say, it's definitely a big switch up for them too. Yeah, so the competition is fierce. There's a lot of really good guys that could definitely be D1 level players too. Yeah, but it makes us better as a team. Like, we're going against the best of the best competition. You had 3 tackles Saturday against the Bulldogs, including one for loss of 4 yards. I was Concordia doing the captain, moving the ball on us though. It was really just that second quarter, like Coach said. Relax too much in the second quarter. We need to keep it going. In the second quarter, we can't take our foot off the gas. Absolutely. This Saturday, we're over to Morningside in Sioux City. They are 3-1 overall this year. Having lost their first game to number 4 ranked Benedictine 38-34, and winning each of their 3 G-Pack games since then. They had a bye week in there. What do you know about Morningside? They're a really good team, and they deserve to have that ranking they have, but we're gonna give it our all and try to shock the nation. There you go, their leading receivers are number 9, Drew Sellin, a junior, and number 11, senior Lennox Brown. Talk to us about these 2 receivers as a safety, and anyone else you're watching this week. Yeah, so Drew Sellin is one of their... He's the top guy on their team, and he's been seen as one of the best players in NAIA. And I know their quarterback, Zach, I don't know how to pronounce his last name right, but sure, he's really good as well, and he's from Iowa Wesleyan, so like, Aiden Williams is teammates with him, and before he came to Waldorf, but he is a really good passer too, so we're playing our brand of ball in the DB room this week, and we're gonna try to stop there. Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned your dad, talk about him a little bit, talk about mom and the siblings, whatever you got going on back there around the house. So 2 of my siblings are living at home still, my younger sister and my younger brother, my older sister's off at work, and my oldest brother is actually going to Notre Dame to get his doctorate now. Okay. And mom, she's busy at work. She does like She works at the bar at the weekends. I just love that two sentences is gonna get it. Do we live in Wisconsin, or is that just what it's like in Spelda? She does some religious stuff, works at the bar on weekends. Welcome to Wisconsin, man. I've been pretty close to Northeast Iowa. I see. I love it. Alright, what are you studying here at Waldorf? I am a business major. Perfect. After you graduate, get a job somewhere and do some business stuff. Yeah, that's correct. That is how I make money, dealing with money. Make money dealing with money. Alright, well, there you heard it here, folks. He's willing to work with your money to make money. Alright, what do you have to say to the folks that are listening, watching, and here live in the room with us tonight about the game on Saturday? I just want to thank you guys for tuning in, and we're going to give it our all on Saturday, and thanks for sticking with us. Alright, well, Brady, we're glad you're on our team and happy to have you on our side this Saturday. Fans, let's hear it. For sophomore defensive back number 23, Brady Orch will return with our next player guest, Gerardo Caldera Hernandez. Right after these messages from our sponsors.
At MBT Bank, we know that farming is more than just a job, it's a way of life. This is Jason Rubin, your agent officer for City. Whether it's harvest time or planning for next season, MBT Bank is your trusted partner in ag lending. We're here to support your needs with personalized financial solutions. Reach out today and let's cultivate success together. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
With MBT Bank. With MBT. With MBT.
Shooters is proud to be the host of Warriors Live each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. See Coach Chapa and find out more about the Waldorf Warriors team from pregame to postgame with delicious sandwiches, appetizers, burgers, pizza, and more. We have something for every taste. Before or after the game and Wednesday nights, come cheer on the Warriors at Shooter Sports Bar and Grill.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City. Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler Forest City. Now's a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler Forest City. Yeah, if you're looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot. Or visit our website at ChrysleraForCity.com.
Left-handed or right-handed, I'm blessed to be right-handed.
Oh, so you can get still snap. What's the problem? I tried, I couldn't do it, so... It's a talent that I don't have. You can't put your one hand down and snap. Alright, well, we'll talk more. But I tried doing that with Connor, almost sent the ball to the field, and... Sorry, this is your last season as a Warrior. What does that mean to you? If I get back, hopefully it is. If not, I'm gonna take a red shirt and come back again. If I don't get cleared and fast enough, that's what I'm probably gonna do. Okay, so, does this happen in the first game? Yeah, first home game, yeah. Okay, yeah, I played at Northwestern, came back, literally the first punt that we had. One of our teammates, we're both trying to make the tackle, and he just put his helmet on my wrist, and that was it for me. Yeah, okay, well, you've played in just that one game this season so far, and if it isn't where it needs to be, you're coming back. Yeah, I'm coming back. Alright. I'm alright with that. Yeah, we like having you around. Shop is alright with it. He's like, come back. Nobody really knows the age of a long snapper anyway. I think that's one of the jobs you could do. You could be until you're 40 if you want. And you get all 40 or 50, That's right. I don't get hurt. I just gotta snap a ball and block, Last season, you were on the podcast, talked about your relationship with the punter then. That was, of course, Isaac Brigette, who graduated. Remind us of that special connection between the long snapper and the punter, and where are you with that relationship this season, since it's a little bit different when you're not on the field? Definitely having a connection as a long snapper with your players, it's very important, because you want to know where he wants his ball at, this hip, right in the middle, just depends. You guys want to be on the same page, that way it's, kind of misses his direction, he wants it, where it's gonna go. This year, it's been a little different. Me and Fisher, we both stayed over the summer. We got snaps over the summer, so we kind of built a relationship early. Unfortunately, I came out too soon out of the season, and his injury is well now, so me and him were just kind of teaching the younger guys, what to do now. Parker took over for me. That's what we call him. Connor Parker is our partner, so we're just trying to show them the connection that they need to have so they can be successful and, have our operation time be perfect there. Christ you're talking to. Are you talking about Parker Moritz? He's a freshman linebacker from Garner. He stepped in to cover that long snapping job. How has he been doing, in your opinion? He started off a little shaky, obviously, he just got thrown out into the ropes there, into the fire, but over the time, I've just been coaching him up, giving him pointers here and there, just so, get a step and liners a couple times. It was just a little bit to the side or a little bit too low. We're working on that. Just a little spot, little things I'm adjusting with him. He should be ready to go from one side. Yeah, perfect. Well, when Parker was on this program a couple of weeks ago, he looked right at Coach Chopper. And he said, I've never heard anybody say, right from this table, he said, I don't know, Coach, I think you might have picked the wrong guy sometimes, he's been doing a good job. He does get in his head if it's a bad snap, but I was once in his position, I got in my head, I was scared of my snaps all over the place, but I told him, hey, just let it fly back there and just go down there and make a play, Once you get the hang of that, it's gonna be perfect for you. Absolutely. Now, you're from Thornton, Colorado, part of the Denver metro area, sixth largest city in Colorado. How old is Thornton as a community? How old? Yeah. I have no clue how old it is. It looks pretty old. Why does your town Thornton need to have the largest liquor store in the world in it? What's going on there? A lot of people just like to visit Thornton, I think we're just the best city there. Is Brady's mom working there on weekends? Brady, if your mom's working there, tell her to give me a discount, please. I'm just a college student. You're also not the only long snapper to come out of Thornton, Colorado. Do you know John Denny? Played for BYU and then the Miami Dolphins. No, I did not. There you go. I didn't expect you to know him, but I mean, there you go. There's a little bit of fact. It's awesome to learn there. Well, tell everybody a little bit more about your family back home. And they make it to some of the games, right? Yeah, my mom, my dad, Mary and Gerardo, I'm a junior, then we got my little sister Yasmin, my nephew EJ, and then my brother, Ivan. They just mean the world to me, family comes first for me. Kind of miss them right now, especially being injured, but I know eventually I'll see them once we go on break. They're just they're working me together, so I really do love them. Fantastic, and that's nice for them to hear and be able to see you say that. Tell us a little bit about Lingua Tacos. Oh man, me and Coach Buff were just talking about that you were gonna ask that question. I kinda find out how my mom makes it, she kinda cooks it all up, lets it cook overnight, puts her spices in. Like oregano, garlic, onions, that sort of stuff. Let it cook. I'm surprised she hasn't used one of those, from TikToks, a spice bar. You just drop it in there and you cover it. Just sauces it up for you. I don't know why she doesn't do that, but she lets it cook overnight. Once it's ready to go, she kind of just starts skinning it and cooking it up and it's ready to serve. Best tacos in the world. Lingua is Spanish for Tongue taco. There you go. Alright. Now, you lead the Warriors. You didn't lead the Warriors in tackles. Ever since I changed, I just knew I did it for the right reason, to help the team out. I want to be on the field as well. That's one way I got on the field. But, what it took for me to change was, having my mentality flip the switch. I came here as a linebacker. Obviously, I didn't start there. I gotta be patient. My moment was coming, so being a lockstep was my moment. Now here I am, 3 years later, I've started in 3 games. Three years, and, I've loved it ever since, not looking back. And it worked for the folks at home listening or watching, or the fans here with us tonight in the room. Thank you everybody, for believing in us, and we're gonna go shock the world this Saturday and be more excited at their place. There you go. Man, I'm glad you stopped by, G. We're very happy you're on our side. Wish you out there throwing that ball between your legs, getting that snap back there when we need it, but it'll come soon enough. We'll be right back with Coach Chaplin to talk about this Saturday's game in detail right after these messages from our sponsors. Thank you. At M&T Bank, we understand that harvest time is the heart of the family unit. This is Kent Thill, Clear Market President and Ag Commercial Loan Officer at Clear Lake. Whether you're in the field today or planning for tomorrow, M&T Bank is your trusted partner in ag lending. We're committed to helping you grow with personalized financial solutions. From harvest to planning next season, we're here to cultivate success together. We're just a call or visit away for all of your financial needs. M&T Bank, member FDIC. Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler Forest City. Now's a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road. With our highly trained staff here at Chrysler Forest City. Or, if you're looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot. Or visit our website at ChryslerForCity.com. FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the weather for your football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between.
See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill is proud to host Warriors Live each Wednesday night during the football season. Come and see the show live while enjoying delicious hot wings, specialty burgers, tasty sandwiches and wraps, the best pizza in town, and a cold refreshment. Our kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday 11 to 9 and Sunday 11 to 8. Late night pizzas on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. in the bar. Shooters, your home for Warriors Live Coaches Show. Go Warriors from Shooters Sports Bar and Grill.
Out-of-state guys here and there, but
most of those guys stick around and grow up through the program, and so they're going to be a good, obviously really good team, really well coached, and they're going to be excited to be back home. Yeah, that's absolutely true, Coach. Because you take a look like this year, the leading tackler, number 14, Cade Harriman, led the team in tackles each game, except last week. But he's a D-back with 32 tackles on the season. What do we know about number 14? Yeah, he's aggressive. He's a taller guy. He's about 195, 200 pounds, safety. And against Hastings, they run a lot of two tight end sets, and as safeties in the defense that they run, they key on the tight ends a lot, and Hastings is doing a lot of misdirection to kind of maybe get him going one way, and not just him, but a lot of the guys get him going one way and running the ball the other way, and Hastings had some success on the ground a little bit, but 14, he's a pretty sure tackler. The closest game the Mustangs had was the first one, and that was against Benedictine, 38-34. What did that show? Yeah, Benedictine's a good squad too. Coach Osborne and Coach Hauser, who coached here with me as a GA, they've done a great job recruiting, and they're one of those teams, Coach Finley came from there. Yeah, they shared a lot of knowledge of, you know, sustaining winning, and they're in the same boat as Morningside, so those are two heavyweights going at it. And that's what that score showed, and that film is just, it's awesome to watch. Yeah, it's two programs that don't make many mistakes, and that's what you strive to be. So when you're showing the players that film, it's like, guys, this is where we need to get to. How do we get there? That's gonna be the tricky part. They're leading rusher, G-back, their closest game was against Hastings this past weekend. That was 10-point spread, 41-31. What about that film? Yeah, so, offensively, Hastings ran the ball really, really well. They have two solid running backs, which they ran the ball good against us too. And then offensively, Morningside, you know, their quarterback was taking some shots downfield that, you know, those 50-50 balls we talk about were one-on-one. But my guy's better than your guy. Some of those weren't caught. And so, I think a big turning point in that game was a blocked punt. Morningside blocked a punt for a touchdown. Otherwise, it might be a 3-point game, and you never really know what that momentum feels like. So it was a hard-fought game. Hastings did a great job. Their defense played really, really well, stopped the run, and made them throw the ball down the field. Their leading rusher is number 22. That's running back. I don't know if it's Max Huff or Hugh, but he was 472 yards on the season so far, rushing, averaging just over 7 yards per carry. 3 TDs. He also returns the ball for the Mustangs. What do we know about number 22? He wasn't the leading rusher this past Saturday. No, I think number 2 might have been the leading rusher, but 22's a great player. He's there. Power returner, which any time the starting running back is the punt returner, it's the same thing that Midland has. Their starting running back is the punt returner, and that's a tough job to do. Right when you got 10 guys running down the field, and you gotta be able to track the ball and see who's about to hit you. He's got great vision. He's a tough runner. He's gonna run downhill. His objective, even if he gets hit, you know, 2 yards, he's gonna always try to fall forward. Their quarterback number 15, Zach Chevalier, he with a 16 TDs already this season, 70% completion average, nearly 1,400 yards passing. He's been picked off 4 times and sacked 7, but this is a good quarterback. He's got a good core around him, he's got a really good offensive line, and you can tell that Morningside trust him, and, you know, he made some throws this past week that really you could see on film that maybe, you know, could have gone somewhere else with the ball, but he's got his guys that he likes to throw to, and he trusts them, and they've got a lot of chemistry, and you could see that even if the ball was incomplete, no one was panicking, no one was upset, no one was mad. They just went back to the huddle and got the next play. So he commands that offense he did last year. Yeah, he was really good form last year, and so I'm gonna expect them to do, you know, some deep throwing on us too. I wonder if it's Chevalier. He played at Iowa Wesleyan. Yeah, so he's their quarterback for shit now. Coach, last year the Mustangs were 10-0, perfect in the G-Pack, finishing in December, national champion Grandview. What are they looking at this season? I mean, pretty much the same. Do they have the same team as last year? No, there's some new guys playing. There's some guys graduated, but there are guys that are in too deep. Those are the guys that are playing. Yeah, no, it's not like, oh, this guy's never played here before. He wasn't on the team last year. No, like I said, they were all here as freshmen, redshirted. Yeah, played 3 or 4 games, and then more time as 2024. Now they're all starting, so they've got the formula down to a science here, and how you build that. That's what we're in the middle of when we talk about the process. But these guys, they've all been in the same system, the same head coach, a couple different coordinators maybe, especially on the offensive side of the ball, but a lot of it's going to be the same. Our first meeting with them last year, we came away with a 77 loss. 70-7 loss. Our only TD was a kickoff return this Saturday. It's their homecoming. We've got some work cut out for us. Main game plan on our end. It doesn't give anything away. No, we gotta take care of the football. Yeah, and we've gotta be able to sustain drives that, you know, we can't go 3-and-out. We can't have 6 first downs. Yeah, we can't have 25 missed tackles. We can't just have, just throwing deep balls on us at will. Yeah. Two play drives for the other team. So if we make them, one thing Hastings did a good job of is they made them drive the ball all the way down the field. Where they got a chunk yard play for 22 yards or whatever, they still had to snap the ball again. Yeah. And now you get to play another snap. So that's going to be the emphasis, is we're not trying to give up the explosive plays, but offensively, we've got to be able to focus on it. We're not going to be super explosive. We've got to get first downs, and they have to come out with points at some point. Talk about the experience in the program, the development, what they're doing over there. Steve Ryan's the head coach. He's been at Morningside for 24 years, and he is their winningest coach, as well as having many Coach of the Year accolades and so forth. What do we know about Coach Ryan and his staff? Yeah, had good conversations with him, you know, when they played us at home last year and then during the convention, and, you know, nobody really understands what we're trying to do other than football coaches. Everybody sees the scoreboard and the record online and everything that does, and I've got a lot of coaches that are like, hey, you know, you're trying to do it the right way, yeah, and that's going to take you a little bit of time, and yeah, and nobody really understands that, and I get it. You know, it's tough to go to the games and watch us go 54-0. Yeah, but we've got good dudes in the program. If we can keep our core here for the next 2-3 years, who knows where we're gonna be. Yeah. So, Coach Ryan, did a great job just kind of keeping me on the path of, you know, because he started a program too, and it was tough, and now Once you get it to where you want it, once the vision comes to light, now you're doing everything you wanted to do. Like I said it before the program started, right? We got six ranked teams in the EG pack, and we've got two that are receiving votes. One of those is Briarcliff, and Briarcliff, I mean, it's been 6 years, and even, Coach Franz and, when we played Hastings, they didn't really get it going at Dome. Now, was anybody winless at probably not, but they didn't really get it going how they want to get it going for 5 years. Yeah, and so it takes a long time, and it is tough to be in it and in the trenches of it. Everybody feels it. Players feel it. Coaches feel it. Fans feel it. But we get up and we go to work and do 100% every day. Well, Coach, what message do you have for all the fans out there that have been watching us every week? They're here in the room with us. They come to the games. They watch the games. What do you have to say to the fans, the parents, the folks listening and watching on Facebook Live about the game side? Yeah, we've got people that truly love us for us, and, we can't do it without the group that's in here right now. Everybody who's supporting us and understands that this is a grind. This is a true grind, and it's tough to wake up and be positive about something every day, but you get to do it, and we're blessed to play football. So we're looking for growth this Saturday, and I'm excited for our guys to go compete against one of the best teams. Fantastic. We're gonna wrap it up, send a couple more commercial breaks after this, and then we'll come back and say thanks and get on our way. We'll be back after these messages. At MDT Bank, we understand that harvest time is the heart of the farming year. It's a season of hard work, pride, and perseverance. This is Darren Teal, Ag Loan Officer at MBT Bank in Forest City. As your trusted ag lending partner, MBT is here to support you every step of the way. Wish all of our local farmers a bountiful and safe harvest. Remember, we're just a call or visit away for all your financial needs. MBT Bank, member FDIC. FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the weather for your football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Hello, this is Leah at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill. With football season back in full swing, don't forget to stop by after the games on Friday and Saturdays for our late night pizzas from 9 to 10 p.m. here at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler Forest City. Now's a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road. With our highly trained staff here at Chrysler Forest City. Or, if you're looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot. Or visit our website at ChryslerForCity.com.
Chrysler Forest City, thanks to Mel back in the station, Josiah Cleveland right here on the camera, the sound, and all the folks that came out tonight at Shooter's Bar and Grill. You can go ahead and join the Gridiron Club and support Warrior football team and come out on Saturday and cheer on our Warriors at 1:30 in Sioux City. It's the Mustangs homecoming and we can't wait for kickoff, so we'll see you right there see you in Sioux City supporting the best small college football experience in America. And hit that button one more time so I can say it. So happy City, Mix 107.3
a Koloff Media Station.